Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Now we need to talk to our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Transit officials say the fake red curbs being painted at different locations around the city are stretching the agency's resources as it has to respond and repaint the curbs to proper length. The red zones are appearing just before intersections where parking is now prohibited following that new daylighting law which just went into effect. But the agency initially said it did not have the budget to paint all the curbs. So, Phil, whoever is doing this, they're doing a favor, even though it's illegal, right?
Exactly. What we're talking about here is a law that's statewide that's declared. It's called daylighting. And what it is in an attempt to make streets safer. They're saying you can't park near intersections or near crosswalks in the first 20 feet. And that's going to mean eliminating some 14,000 parking spaces in San Francisco, as an example. That's about, you know, one out of five, you know, because you have crosswalks at the end of the block and sometimes you have them in the middle of the block. And you can't park there. But the thing is, the agency that oversees the parking in San Francisco says it doesn't have the money to give you any warning or heads up about where you can park and can't park. In other words, paint it red so you know don't park there. As a matter of fact, the other day I was down at the South Beach Cafe meeting with former Mayor Art Agnos, and I pulled into a parking area. I pulled into a parking spot on the street. I paid. It was marked as a parking space. I came back and there was a warning ticket saying you were parking in a space that is now illegal. The thing is, you don't know it. Wherever you are, you're not sure. You're not sure if it's legal or illegal, but San Francisco doesn't have the money to tell you one way or the other. So these people are getting out there and giving you a heads up.
Phil, this just doesn't seem fair. I mean, I think they need to challenge it in court. You get a ticket.
Well, what would you challenge?
You can't enforce them that we're not going to tell you about it. We're not going to warn you about it. You just have to know.
You know, that's one of those things, you know, because I've been in traffic parking courts a couple of times and they say ignorance is not a defense. OK, you're supposed to know. We're supposed to know. Ignorance is not a defense. Now, right now, they're giving out warning tickets all around the state. The thing is, when the rubber meets the road or when the anger surfaces is when those tickets turn into $40 or more actual tickets that you have to pay. And people are going to say, I had no warning on this. It wasn't marked. As a matter of fact, it had looked exactly like a legitimate parking space. It even had a parking meter on it. It could be caught that way. So cities and municipalities are going to have to figure out how to handle this, because once it starts getting real, it's going to get really upsetting for people. Not to mention, you know, it's another reason to kind of steer clear of certain places like downtown San Francisco if you can't figure out the parking rules. It's tough enough as is. So, yeah, what we have here is something that is classically, questionably unfair, and nobody really knows what to do about it. Great, huh?
Yeah, bottom line, though, the transportation officials in San Francisco don't have the funding to paint the red sections that need to be in compliance with the daylight law, right?
Yeah, and my proposition would be you shouldn't be enforcing it until you can, you know, clearly mark it. That's the way it is, because you're going to make money off my ticket.
Right.
I'm with you.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.